We're back here on KSOM. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we take a look at tonight's game between Cam and Fremont Mills. Joining us now is the head coach for the Fremont Mills Knights, Greg Ernster. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team coming into this game against the Cougars?
You know, we're excited for a great opportunity. Anytime you get to play a powerhouse like Cam, you got to be excited and fired up for it. So we're excited for the opportunity.
You have a lot of guys coming back, especially in the backfield. Sawyer Forney back at quarterback, Jonathan Eckpie, J.W. Lincolnhocker. I mean, we saw these guys last year. How do you sort out your backfield coming into this season?
Yeah, that was the hardest part about being the coach is you got about four or five kids that need to touch the ball every game, and how do we make that happen? So I think we've done a good job of coming up with some packages and some ideas. We're going to ride John Eckpie as long as we can, and then when he needs a breather, we'll go a different route. But the kids have done a great job of understanding, everyone's got to have an opportunity with the ball.
What about Paxton Campbell? I mean, I think he just stood out to us broadcasting the game, me and my partner, John, and he's just an incredible athlete. You could probably put him just about any spot. He'd probably do well. I don't even know how he kicks it. I don't know if he could drive the bus, but, talk more about Paxton, about a football player, and maybe what strides have you seen from him now as he enters his sophomore year?
Yeah, tremendous athlete. You're right. He could do a lot of things, and that's kind of our plan is to put him at a bunch of different places. But he's an X factor for sure. Defensively, he's quick to the ball, great tackler, and just kind of has a knack for making plays. You know, his big step forward this year was just being a better leader, being a vocal leader, and he's done a great job of being a good teammate, and that's kind of what we focused on with him. But, we've seen strides of just understanding the game more, understanding what his coach is, what we're trying to do, whether it's offensively or defensively. And so that'll just be, can he continue to grow that way?
What do you like about Sawyer Forney as a quarterback? I mean, with a lot of different pieces around him, I imagine, is it just simply don't make a mistake, or is he more than that?
Well, I think he's more than that. He is a playmaker for us. I think Cam last year, he was probably the reason we won that game, just the way he played. If he can do that throughout the season, kind of put the game in his hands, obviously we want him to, his big thing is he has to make sure to protect the football first and foremost. And he understands that. So that's what's been great about having a senior quarterback. He understands that he's not going to put the ball in bad situations. He's going to really try to protect that, but he's got to be an X factor with his legs. And he has to be able to, when it's time to run, it's time to run and understand what the defense is giving him.
What do you have returning up front?
We're returning our two freshmen, from last year. We had a freshman center. We had a freshman right guard. Now those guys are both sophomores. They're a little bit bigger, a little bit more mature, still not as big as Cam's D-line, but, they're going to give it their best shot. And then we're going to have Blake Schaff. He's a senior. He played a little fullback for us. He's going to take a different role. So those guys up front are hopefully going to get it done for us.
Yeah. How about on the defensive side? I mean, you got Paxton there, obviously. Who are some other guys you got around him there?
Yeah, we only lost one senior starting on that defense last year, and that was a defensive end. So we've been able to kind of find that guy to fill in. Mason Reed's going to be big for us this year. Gavin Crom, Blake Schaff, J.W., San Sanchez, and Sawyer Forney. And then we got a couple other guys who are going to be X-Factors, Rhett Lemons, Wyatt Madison, and Carter Rycroft. Those guys are going to kind of rotate through and make plays for us. So we're really excited about what those guys bring to the table.
What do you know about Cam and what you have to deal with here in this opener?
Well, I know that they have the best athlete in Southwest Iowa, and Colin Bauer. I just could think about last year him, breaking 12 tackles and crossing the field three times. And he's just so athletic. He's so fast. So we're going to have to understand, they're going to try to get him the ball. We're going to have to try to limit his touches as much as possible and limit his damage. He's going to get his. So we just have to make sure that he doesn't, he doesn't beat us single-handedly, but, that's easier said than done. He's just a tremendous athlete. Obviously they got a new coach. They got a new quarterback. It seems like, so we don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I'm going to guess they're going to try to get into 25 anyway, anytime.
So what do you see as your biggest keys in this football game?
We're going to have to focus on us. We can't really focus too much what they're going to do. We're going to have to play our game, defensively. We're going to have to make sure we're gap scouting. We're going to have to make sure we make sure tackles. If we can do that, will give us a chance. And then, you know, offensively, we're going to have to get first downs and we're going to have to not turn the ball over. If we could maintain drives, I like our chances.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck here tonight against Cam. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Go Knights.
Greg Ernster, head coach for Fremont Mills football, joining us here on KSOM.